From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading Sundown in Thirsty by Andrew DeQuasey. Now, let's begin with Sundown in Thirsty. Prologue. There ain't no ghost town out in Idaho sadder than what's left of Thirsty. Nobody grew old there because it didn't last that long. Thirsty didn't go much according to Eastern laws and has no tradition to live up to. Common sense, horse sense, that was the law in Thirsty. A sort of Western Camelot it was. Dull, unimaginative people, the cowardly and the timid, they never made it as far west as Thirsty. Thirsty hit its golden age in the last year before it all ended. People like Downwind, Doc Crane, Lillian Hoffman, Sam Ibsen, Sheriffs Johnson and Jones, Shifty, the Dutchman, Hammer and Harry, Frypan, Chief Many Tongues, and Reverend John, they were all special. And when they left Thirsty, they were like dandelion seeds scattering all over the West, planting little pieces of Thirsty 100 times over. Thirsty was a gold mining town. The men who came there were thirsty for gold and all it could buy. And most of them had a special thirst for the stuff at the Thirsty Saloon. But that wasn't how the town got its name. The first gold found in the area was kicked up by old Pete Olson's mule, Thirsty. Pete was one to give credit where credit was due, so he named the place for his mule. When Grandpa was very old, and I was in my prime, we drove a battered truck as far as we could go, on what was left of the road out to the place where Crystal Creek flowed out of a broad valley west of the Bitterroot Mountains. We had to walk the last mile, but Grandpa set quite a pace in his eagerness to stand.